Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of The Show, based here in Seattle, Washington, Africa's number one comedy podcast. I'm your anchor, Dubai Dennis Mumba, from the beautiful country of Kenya. Today, I am privileged to have a beautiful guest here. Beautiful family to say, suppose. There are two beautiful ones here. They came to the studio, Miss Eleanor Angelides. I'll let you say your name because I might butcher it. What's your name? Say it on
my
the
name is Layla Angelina.
Layla's in the house, ladies and gentlemen. I want to put your hands together. I'm very humbled that you guys made time on a Tuesday to be here with us. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. So glad to be here.
Thank you, Layla. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
I will start with you, Miss Eleanor. What are you? Who are you? What are you about? If people met you in the streets, what would they say? What would you describe yourself in a few words?
Well, that has changed over time, but at this chapter in my life, I would say I was a creative problem solver trying to work on problems that matter, and I'm working to empower people because I think if we empower everyone to do whatever they are meant to do, we can solve all the world's problems.
Ladies and gentlemen, my guest here is being very humble. Let me break it down. I have the info. Miss Eleanor Angelides is a founder and CEO of LED, Lead Empower Activate Dream LLC, which is empowering high-performing, value-driven leaders, teams, and organizations to their maximum impact. She's also the founder and the ED, Executive Director of Open Hearts Big Dreams Fund, which is focused on increasing educational opportunities, literacy, tech, and art for K-14. These are people under 16 years old, if you're not from the States, in Ethiopia, and her daughter's birth country. And I will stop it there before I break up the big bio so we can go bit by bit. Ethiopia. Why Ethiopia? How did you end up in the beautiful country of Ethiopia?
Well, we had two beautiful sons, yes, and we wanted to expand our family with one more, okay, and the process led us to Ethiopia, mm-hmm, and we, in 2008, yes, brought home our youngest child at 6 months, nice, and if you bring home a child from another country, another culture, another race, correct, that culture, country, and race becomes part of your family. Mm-hmm. And I am a child of immigrants. My dad grew up in Indonesia and Australia.
Oh, nice.
My mother in the Netherlands. Mm-hmm. I married a Greek, which my grandmother, Oma, said, mm-hmm, they're not like us. But I find actually the Greek and the Ethiopian cultures, mm-hmm, have a lot in common. In, mm-hmm, fact, some of my Ethiopian friends had said, we're kind of the same, but just a little bit
just
different.
Just a little bit different.
So Ethiopia came about through wanting to have one more child, mm-hmm, and sort of that was the path that found us.
Oh, beautiful. And what did your parents do for a living, if you don't mind me asking?
My parents were both teachers. Okay. My dad was a math professor. He, mm-hmm, taught at a community college in Denver for his whole life. He loved math. Yes. He actually even created math for people with math phobias, very, wow, specific math programs. My mother was an English teacher, wow, in the Netherlands, mm-hmm, and then she was a Dutch teacher in the United States. So she found a way to teach in both continents.
Beautiful, beautiful. Let me ask you, what was your first job experience like?
My first official job, mm-hmm, where I got like a W-2 was, correct, at Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Hey, KFC for the win.
Mm-hmm. We didn't have a lot growing up, and I was tasked with actually bringing home some money to help out. Mm-hmm. And so I was very proud at 16. I was an assistant manager and got to decide scheduling and other things. So I actually was in Denver recently, and I took a photo of the KFC that still sits,
wow,
there.
Wow, still sit there.
Because I learned so much. Mm-hmm. My bosses had both immigrated from Mexico, and this was their family's ticket out. And for me, it was a chance to meet people who are really different than me, wow, and to have this incredible responsibility.
Miss Eleanor has been and worked as a diversity director for the Amazon company. You've served in different positions within the Amazon company. As a company, do you still work for Amazon?
I do not.
During that time, would you say there are good steps they have made towards diversity and inclusion since the inception of the diversity and inclusion programs? Or how do you think it's moving forward?
What really fascinated me, I'm a lawyer by training, and that was my first job at Amazon. Yeah. And then Amazon has kind of a choose your own adventure culture, right. Where yes. as long as you have the skills and the drive and the ability to succeed. You can do different things. So I had managed a large team around competitive strategy and negotiation. Mm-hmm. I had managed teams. I was the general counsel for Amazon France. Correct. I'd worked in Luxembourg. And what I noticed was teams of different people, if they work well together, if you create psychological safety and you have people from all over, young, old, different cultures, mm-hmm. different backgrounds, different ideas, linear thinkers, creative thinkers, you could do a naturally good thing.
Correct.
And then all the research supported that. Mm-hmm. So I went into that role saying, if we could just harness that, right? Like the whole world could just harness the beauty of different kinds of people working together. And I would say what Amazon allowed me to do is really get almost a PhD research in why that's powerful and why it's hard. Because again, you learn about the brain science that we're all pre-programmed to fear difference, not want it, right? So part of it, what I found is I feel like success would be if you get on a team of people who are similar to you in too many degrees, you say, I'm on a bad team. As opposed to, like, this feels really comfortable. I like it. Yeah. And what you find is you make decisions faster.
Yes.
You feel like you're actually more competent. But the reality is the friction of ideas is where innovation comes from. It's where creative problem solving comes from. It's where the best ideas come from. So to me, I want to challenge everyone, be on a team with people who disagree with you, who think differently than you, who have a completely different approach. It will be hard and you have to bring your
A game.
That's actually what makes you better because you come there knowing you'll be challenged. So you don't phone it in. Mm. You know, I know Dennis is not going to agree with me, so I got to bring it.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm ready to defend it.
Correct.
But you're also ready to listen and you're ready to learn and ready to change. So to me, all of that was really powerful and led me into the work that I do now, because I feel like if we can unlock that,
it'd be different.
Amazing things happen.
Yes. Back to you. Now I'm back to my favorite person here. Layla, tell me, we met at the Kijiji Night, correct? Kijiji Night with One Vibe Africa.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's one of some of the favorite things you love about Ethiopian culture you'd want to share with the world?
You know, I love that there's just so much of it and that you can always learn more from people. And, you know, honestly, I'm going to have to say that I love the food the most. There's so much and it's just so good.
Great. Tell me more about the books you have. So you brought a lot of books there with us. A lot of people don't know that you on this movement about educating Ethiopian and all these other kids and all these other cultures about the stories that you're sharing with the world. How many languages have you guys translated the books to?
I think 16.
16?
16, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we've done quite a few Ethiopian languages, but we've done some, I think, French, Spanish, and then one that I was really excited about was Greek, because my dad's Greek.
Yes. I like Greek. In your own words, back to you, Eleanor, in your own words, what does the phrase lead mean?
Well, to me, you need to lead. You don't need to have a position of authority to lead, but everyone has to lead in their life. They have to decide what's important to them and actually make something happen. So the acronym is LEAD, Empower, Activate, Dream, because if you lead, you feel empowered, you activate the things that are within you, and you dream big. Whatever you set in front of you, you can make happen.
And I'm gonna keep coming these questions back to back because we're running a little time. But can you tell people more about open hearts and big dreams? What was the idea around it, and what are you looking in the future about this organization, Open Hearts, Big Dreams?
So Open Hearts, Big Dreams was really our effort to connect our family and our community to Layla's birth country of Ethiopia. Nice. And in order to do something different and scary, you have to open your heart. And in order to receive people who are different than you and might be scary, you have to open your heart. But once you open your heart, anything's possible.
Correct.
And the big dreams is the challenges we have in this world, and as we sort of explore the challenges that Ethiopia faces as an ancient culture with a very young population but under-resourced, you have to have big dreams. Correct. So when we started the organization after fundraising and doing some other things like building libraries, we really wanted to take those two things and try and tackle something as big as literacy.
Correct.
And not create more children's books.
Yes.
Our goal is actually, can we increase the literacy rate of a country of 115 million people? Can we elevate millions of people to be able to fully realize their dreams, to take their education, to take the learning, to take the skills? Mm-hmm. But what was missing, and that was just an eye-opener to me, was children's books in heart languages, so your first language, where you see yourself and your community represented. And there's no money in that.
Oh,
so
yeah.
No one is going to pay you to do this. So what we decided to do is create the missing books, mm-hmm. and basically on faith and hope and a lot of hard work and just asking people to come along with us, whether it be translators or illustrators or authors. And we're now at 135 unique books. So we'll hit our 200 in 16 languages, 9 spoken in Ethiopia, 2 African languages,
wow.
Kiswahili and
Swahili
Hebrew.
Is in there. Yep.
We got 2 spoken in Africa languages, which is French and Arabic. And then we also have Greek and Spanish because interestingly, good stories. So everyone should learn about Africa and Ethiopia. And our goal is to continue to add as many languages as anybody wants our books in. So
yes.
We're hoping all Ethiopian languages, which is 70 to 90.
Correct.
All African languages. I don't think there is a number, so to put to
so
that.
Many.
But
yep.
And then really balance the number of children's books around the world.
Correct.
To reflect the communities of the globe. So we're overrepresented in North America and Europe. We're underrepresented in some of the other continents. So we're trying to help the representation of African stories
okay.
get closer
to
what it should be.
All right. Miss Layla, quick question to you. What's your favorite book among the books you brought us today?
All right. Well, I'd have to pick Andromeda.
Okay.
And this is to no relation, but I wrote it.
All right. Oh, okay. Right.
So my dad is Greek,
okay.
and I love Greek mythology. I've had a lifelong hyperfixation on that. And
okay.
Andromeda, the Princess of Ethiopia, is a story about a Greek hero.
Go ahead.
this book meant so much to me because when Andromeda was depicted, she was usually depicted as more of my mom.
Yeah.
And it was really nice to kind of, I guess, take that back and make it my own again.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. If somebody, this is a fun question.
Oh
yeah, just show us to us. Yep. Andromeda, Princess of Ethiopia. I'm going to put the website down here so you guys can get access to this book. So what's the website, by the way, if somebody wants to purchase it from another country?
Well, they can get it on all of the Amazon sites. So Amazon, anywhere in the world, you can find our books. Look, just type in Ready, Set, Go, Ethiopia. They're also on Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Target, and they're in a number of public libraries. And we'll pitch, you don't have to buy our books. Just get your schools and your libraries to buy our books, and you can read them for free. But they're in the Denver Public Library, Seattle Public Library. They're available in Sweden in Somali and Tigrinya. So we're hoping libraries around the world will make this available to the children, all children, because they're bilingual. So you don't actually have to speak one of these languages in order to enjoy it.
Yeah.
You have to speak English or one of the languages. That's your
choice. All right. I got 2 more questions, 1 each for one of you because of crunch of time. I will start with you, Miss Layla. Who would you like to portray you in a film? You got to be a superstar.
All right. Well, there's 2. There's 2 options.
Okay.
My mom knows about one of them.
Okay.
If you know me at all, I always have my headphones and I'm always listening to music. So these are both musical artists.
Yes.
One, and this is definitely just to hype myself up, I'd say Beyonce. I love Beyonce so much.
Okay.
She's one of my favorites. I have Spotify in all the time and she's consistently been in my top artists for the year.
All right.
And I'd also have to say Megan Thee Stallion. She's like number 1 or number 2 always.
Nice.
I love
her
so much.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Layla. I like those 2. All right, back to you, Mr. Lenore. I got 2 questions for you. Number 1, if you had a potential investor listening right now, who would want to partner and collaborate with you, what do you think would boost your company to the next level. That's number one. And number two, I want you to share a little bit about your new, by the way, congratulations on your new collaboration with the comic company. So I see some comic movies in the future from Princess. All right. Tell us more about that.
So our big goal is to get our locally printed books. We print in Addis Ababa because we think it's really important to show African capacity. Correct. Most printing that goes to Africa happens in Dubai and China, and we think that can change. We produce high quality books out of Ethiopia. Mm-hmm. It could be other countries. So to me, a big investor would be to invest in local printing in Africa mm-hmm. to bring these children's books to as many children as possible.
Correct.
So I think that would be our big one. Yeah. And our collaboration, and it's a perfect example of what happens when you put good out into the world. I've never met this gentleman.
Okay.
I only know him virtually. Mm-hmm. I saw his work and I admired it. Mm-hmm. We supported his Kickstarter. I shared that we were doing bilingual children's books.
Yeah.
I asked him if he would do a children's book with us. He said, I would love to, but I'm very busy.
Yeah.
So we just kept supporting each other and sort of following each other's journey. And he, out of the blue, said, I have an idea. And I said, this is a magic. I'm going to give you some magic words here, Dennis. Uh-huh. Stop saying why and say why not. That's it.
Why not?
So he says, why don't you take my early reader? So he created an early reader that's based on his graphic comic, but it's an early reader. Mm-hmm. I can only do, he's an Ethiopian. I can only do Amharic and English, but you have many more languages. Mm-hmm. I will give you a royalty-free license, so no money's passing hands. Mm-hmm. You publish my book in print and e-versions, get them all over the world, and we do this together. Mm. And it was crazy. He doesn't know me. I don't know him. And we said, okay, launch on Black History Month. Yes. We're going to make it happen. We went to all of our translators, said, we have the confidential project. You know, my Nigerian linguist, can you do Ibu? My, you know, my Kiswahili, you helped us out. He was a little tied up, so he finished.
Yeah.
But yes, a gentleman from the Anuak region, somebody did Spanish, my Greek friends did Greek, so we ended up launching with 12 languages. And the reaction to having an African superhero based out of Africa, and now in all these languages available globally, we're hoping it's just the beginning of something.
Correct.
And again, if anybody out there has ideas that we could help with, we are definitely a why not.
Yes, why
so,
not?
So if you have, we even had conversations here.
Yes.
We might be getting more languages thanks to this podcast
here. Yep,
so
yep, yep.
Stay tuned. And anybody listening, if you want your heart language to be represented in these children's books, reach out.
Yes.
We're why not. And if we can make it happen, we will.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for taking your time to listen to the future of African superheroes from this beautiful books and the future movie that Megan Thee Stallion will play for Layla. Thank you for being on the Tip Show, both of you. Let us know how we can support you. They brought a lot of books. Show me some of the books before we wrap this up. Show me some of the books.
So we have children's books. This is our fine art series. This was it's a sculptor from Addis Ababa who did it over Messenger.
Right.
We also have some science because you know what?
Science
physics
is good
for teachers. Yeah. And then we also, this is actually a really exciting new one. This is language and culture preservation. Mm. No children's books in this language ever. Mm. And then this gentleman, a young man from the Gambela region, Anuak speaker, wrote the first book about his region in his language that published first in Anuak. So not only do they have books in their language that were printed locally and distributed back in in the southern part of Ethiopia, they now have their first author, children's book author.
Wow,
so, and that came also from a why not conversation,
why
right?
Not?
Like,
yeah,
why not conversation? 1 year
why
later,
not?
We have a book and 15,000 copies going to children in the Gambela region of Ethiopia that had never seen books in their heart language before.
Thank you again for making time, Layla. Thank you, Eleanor. And also I'm sending love to my friends and family who are affected by the war out in Ethiopia, the conflict that is there. We're sending love and light to you. And your message has come through clear to all the nonprofits that we're here. We're going to amplify it till something gets done in the region. Thank you again for being here. The next time we meet, Injera on me. Thank you for listening to the African Excellence Podcast. It's been a beautiful afternoon. Until next time, peace out. Yo!